KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 42. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 29. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 55. Bright sunshine. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to Election Day, there's some political trickery going on with some new political ads running across the state of Kansas promoting the independent gubernatorial candidate, Dennis Pyle. As KSNT News reports, the ad is funded by a Democrat think group out of Washington, D.C. in order to split the Republican vote and what many political experts are calling political trickery.
What they really want to do is trick voters into voting for Dennis Pyle to help get Governor Kelly elected. This is political trickery. Some Democrats out of D.C. are promoting him in a false way, I mean, to trick voters. I wish the Kelly campaign would come out and be honest about that and speak the truth on this issue so that voters are not misled and tricked.
That was Mike Kuckelman, the state Republican chair on KSNT News. They say the organization funding the ad for Dennis Pyle is called American Center, that is tied to Democrat law firms out of Washington, D.C. The latest polls show that independent candidate Dennis Pyle is sitting at near 4% with a near neck-and-neck race between Laura Kelly and Derek Schmidt.
Attention Wichita and surrounding area residents. This is a notification of payment relief. Payment relief may be available for those who qualify until January 2023.
Rusty Eckford has over 350 vehicles available. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and pre-owned, and our inventory is moving fast. Our low, low pricing keeps them moving quick. Plus, our high trade-in values and financing as low as 0.99% APR will help you get the low payment you deserve. Plus, for a limited time, you may qualify for payment relief up to January of 2023. That's right. Make no payments up to January 2023 with the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle for a limited time only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR available on select certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit can expire at month's end.
Brian Hill, the Shawnee County Sheriff, says he will not be pursuing a criminal investigation against Kansas Governor Laura Kelly after a complaint was filed by a Republican group earlier this year. KSNT News reports that the Republican Governors Association asked the local prosecutor and sheriff to investigate the governor for criminal use of taxpayer resources. However, a statement released earlier this week from the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office says, quote, after a preliminary review of the matter, it has been determined that no criminal investigation will occur at this time. However, should additional information come to light, the matter will be re-examined by our investigations division. According to the group, Kelly's campaign had tried to have the RGA Kansas 2022 PAC taken off the air after Kelly's campaign sent a letter to TV stations around the state. In other news, a policy change in the healthcare industry has allowed individuals who have fallen under the, quote, family glitch to now have access to healthcare coverage. As Kick News reports that now, those who earn too much money to qualify for Medicaid can now afford the Affordable Care Act and provide healthcare for their family.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, is now in effect through March 31st. Kansas Corporation Commission implemented the rule to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold and requires companies offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. Those must be set up by the customer with the utility. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric, natural gas, and water utilities under the KCC jurisdiction. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Kansas Corporation Commission website. Blue Valley Technologies will use a 50% broadband grant to deploy fiber inside the city limits of Frankfort, Hanover, Washington, and Waterville. Work continues on several other projects, including rural Nemohon County and the city of Marysville. BVT's fiber networks currently encompass a total of 16 communities and multiple rural areas across four counties. Customers in grant areas will be notified by mail when work is scheduled to begin. Last Saturday, the Hanover Fire Department was dispatched to South Church Street for report of a shed fire. An injury accident was reported Monday afternoon in Marysville. Deborah Chapman of Marysville struck a parked vehicle owned by John Holly of Herkimer on 15th Street near Broadway. The driver was transported to CMH. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber has announced she's leaving the post to care for family. A reception is planned for Barber November 29th. Frankfort Postmaster Lori Mars is retiring, having served the post since 2010. Meadowlark Hospice will host Coffee and Conversations Monday, with two meetings planned in Marysville November 7th. They'll discuss how to receive the care you wish in the case of serious illness or injury. The meeting at Cambridge Place in Marysville begins Monday at 10:30 and at the Empty Cup in Marysville at 11:30. For additional information, contact Reese Baker at 785-632-1561. Frankfort Community Care Home hosted a 50th anniversary celebration last weekend. Skip McMullen, a former board member, recalled the timeline of construction.
The care home bought a soft serve ice cream machine. High school kids come down after practice and at night they can get ice cream. There's constantly volunteers. The folks down there see people not their own age. The hairdressers go, you know, make a point to go down. There's a quilting group here, and they make it a point to go down there and quilt. And I know the men's group meets for coffee on Thursdays. It's a part of the community. You know, it makes it special.
Skip McMullen will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. He emphasizes the importance of community support.
The mission is to provide local partners around the world with shoeboxes filled with small toys, hygiene items, and school supplies as a means of reaching out to children in their own communities. Operation Christmas Child shares God's love in a tangible way with children in need around the world to let them know they are loved and not forgotten. On average, each one of these shoeboxes that is distributed will impact anywhere from 7 to 10 children. In many of these communities where shoebox distributions happen, small churches are planted. Each one of these shoebox gifts is going to impact anywhere from 7 to 10 other people in that child's life.
Dennis L. Cook, age 69, of Odell, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dennis Cook. Lad V. Patterson, age 88, of Liberty, passed away September 27th. A graveside service is planned Saturday at 2 at the Liberty Cemetery for Lad Patterson.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Continuing the service and tradition built over the years, Latta Plumbing in Marysville is now Clark Plumbing. With full-service plumbing and HVAC services, new owner Sterling Clark reminds you that now is the time to book that full furnace maintenance. Be sure to ask about their yearly HVAC maintenance schedules so you can have peace of mind all year long. Same service, same location, just different name. Clark Plumbing, formerly Latta Plumbing, in Marysville. Phone 785-562-2767.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms will continue throughout the region today, and temperatures will stay much cooler. Temperatures will stay much cooler overnight tonight, and there will be a slight chance for some snow flurries. These showers will continue early on Saturday, then clearing up, and temperatures will stay slightly warmer throughout the rest of the weekend. For today, some showers and thunderstorms, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 40s and mid-50s. Some rain and snow flurries overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Showers continue early Saturday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. And clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. And rain possible Monday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early November 60, record high on this date 87, the average low 36, and the record low 4 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:58, sunset this evening at 6:23.
This weekend will be an hour longer than most. A few suggestions for using your extra hour wisely as we prep for a fall back weekend with the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 4th, the 308th day of the year. Former First Lady Laura Bush and Survivor host Jeff Probst share a birthday. Rather than sleep away your extra hour this weekend, might we suggest tackling some infrequent but important chores? We always encourage checking smoke detectors, but here's a few other ideas. How about rotating or flipping your mattress if it's been a while? It's a good time to change the filters in your furnace and air conditioners, and there's no reason that you can't spend time on something fun as well, like going out for ice cream. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. And a victory 2 weeks against the 49ers, 44-23. The Kansas City Chiefs are back in action again this Sunday with an evening primetime kick. Tennessee Titans. And according to NFL experts, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are going in relatively strong this week.
No Tyreek. Higher yard per attempt figure than 2021. This year, Mahomes averaging 308 yards per game. Last year, 284. Higher yard per completion by over a yard.
Even with the two losses on the season, right, they are number one in the AFC West, sitting 5-2. Against the Tennessee Titans this week will be evenly matched, as the Titans are also sitting 5-2 right now for the season, and at number one in the AFC South. After this week, the Chiefs remain at home in Arrowhead Stadium, taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars next week with a noon kickoff. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service? See Horse Trailer Sales. If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great newer Horse Trailer. Make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And horse prices high. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this it's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
In college football, the Kansas State Wildcats are coming off a shutout victory last week against the number 18 Oklahoma State Cowboys, 48-0. They stay at home this week as they take on the Texas Longhorns now, with kickoff on Saturday at 6 p.m. Outside of their loss 2 weeks ago against number 7 TCU, the Kansas State Wildcats have been on a running streak for the last 3 weeks and see number 2 in the Big 12 Conference and 13 overall in the latest top 25 AP poll. Overall, the Wildcats are sitting 4-1 in conference play, 6-2. In overall play for the season. After this week, they head back on the road to take on Baylor with another Saturday evening kickoff. In Jayhawk football, on the other hand, they've lost the last 3 weeks, but did have a bye week last week and hopefully recovered, as they are back home to take on the number 18 Oklahoma State Cowboys with kickoff on Saturday at 2:30. 2 weeks ago, Kansas did fall Baylor 35-23 and has bumped down towards the bottom right now, sitting 2-3 in conference play and 5-3 overall in the season. Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Fifth seed Diller O'Dell lost first round in the state volleyball tournament to fourth seed Shelton, 25-11, 25-16, 20-25, 29-27, ending the Lady Griffin season at 29-6. Marysville boys cross-country team last weekend finished sixth at state, and Silas Miller finishes seventh with all-state honors with a time of 16-19. Nathan Miller was 38th, Brenner Pilsel, 57th, Mason Rader, 65th, Asher Wassum, 77th, Gable Fredrickson, 82nd, and Sanders Zetterman, 92nd. In the girls' division, Bryn O'Neill was 23rd. Axtell boys placed 4th in 1A, as Grady Bussing finished 14th. Other team members, Gavin Shaughnessy, Clace Bussing, Recklin Musaki, Abram Costell, Jesse Bauer, and Montgomery Lindeen. Washington County boys place 8th at state. Garrison Sand led the team, finishing 28th overall. Rhodey Applegarth, Drake Baker, Tucker Huben, Blake Orth, and Ryan Sovin rounded out the team. Mackenzie Baker finished number 16 in the girls' division. Claire Beichman of Lynn was 29th. Frankfort girls placed 12th, with Holland Shirley, Hattie Gross, Ellie Studer, Ashlyn Dollinghouse, Annie Dressman, and Lily Dressman on the team. Malia Talley of Centralia finished 11th.
The Axtell Eagles continued their march to back-to-back state champions as they handled the Cougars of Hutchinson Central Christian tonight, 50-0 on a beautiful night for football here in Northeast Kansas. Isaac Detweiler started off the show with a 50-yard touchdown run. Not to be outdone was his backfield partner, Brandon Schmelsley, as he got a 3-yard touchdown run. Isaac back at him with a 3-yard touchdown run. That was with 7 minutes left to play in the first quarter as Axtell opened it up early 24-0. Moments later, the Isaac Detweiler show continued as he brought a 35-yard pick six back to the house, making us 32-0. Right before half, touchdown runs by Isaac Detweiler again, and Brandon Schmelsley again made us 42-0. And the nail in the coffin was a 9-yard touchdown run by sophomore Eli Broxerman, bringing our final score 50-0. Three picks for the Eagles here tonight, along with a blocked punt, was the story of the game as they would not be stopped. Final score here tonight, 50-0. On the call for KNDY Radio, I am Max Blasky.
K-Prep's pregame show this evening at 6, followed by our final Coach's Corner Roundup, then Hanover at Canton Galva, kickoff at 7, live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Other regional games tonight, Frankfort at Lebo at 6, Centralia hosting Jeff County North at 7. It's Hanover at Canton Galva live tonight on KNDY.
Wildcat fans, your K-State basketball team tips off the season this Monday, November 7th with a doubleheader in Bramlage Coliseum. Women's basketball hosts Central Arkansas at 5:30 with Coach Tang and the men's team taking on UTRGV at 8 p.m. Reserve your seat today with a ticket to both games starting at just $10 or purchase a Bramlage bundle and get a cat cushion reserve seat, a $10 concessions voucher, and an exclusive It's a Great Day to Be a Wildcat t-shirt, all for only $30. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer. Add a little floral beauty to your indoors this winter with miniature roses. These small-scale roses make attractive centerpieces, party favors, hostess gifts, as well as a colorful addition to your own indoor garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Keep your miniature roses blooming indoors by growing them in a sunny window that receives at least 4 hours of direct sun. Or grow them about 4 to 6 inches below artificial lights. Use a grow light or combination of cool and warm fluorescent lights to encourage healthy growth and continuous bloom. Set the timer so the plants receive 14 to 16 hours of artificial light each day. Keep the plants healthy by growing them in a cool, draft-free location. Water thoroughly when the top inch of potting mix is just starting to dry. And fertilize actively growing plants with a dilute solution of flowering houseplant fertilizer or slow-release fertilizer according to label directions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Elsie Graces in Frankfort welcomes everyone to their holiday open house Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with gifts for the entire family as well as for yourself. It is never too early to start thinking about gift baskets for the holidays. And don't forget their famous fudge. You won't be disappointed the minute you walk into the shop. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Get your holiday shopping done at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with their holiday open house.
pick a paint color or new carpet for your home, and it will probably fade over time. However, the paint on these walls looks as bright as it did when it was first viewed over 80 years ago. Bright really doesn't do these colors justice. Add to the intrigue the fact the owner has no idea what's in the paint that keeps it looking so nice. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Nanamajou was an exclusive resort begun on Lake Superior in 1927. It touted members such as Babe Ruth and Jack Dempsey, but the 1930s Depression largely sank the dreams of those who invested. Today, Tim Ramey shares the story of the lone building, but it's a grand building.
They only had 29 rooms. They all used the bath down the hall. And then since then, what we've redone is I remodeled the rooms so they all have baths.
But what may be most impressive is the dining room. It is painted with a Cree Native American design. You really must see a picture of it.
People that come here say it's like something they've never seen before because there isn't another one out there. But it was painted in the 20s. It all ties in as authentic Cree design. But the remarkable thing about it is that it's never been repainted, retouched even. If you told me every color almost in the sun is in there, you'd think it's gaudy.
But it's not. It's truly remarkable. And with just as bright of colors as when it was painted in the 1920s.
People go, what kind of paint do they use? And I said, if I knew, I think I'd be in the painting business.
Today, the 29 rooms and dining room are open for guests. Tim says it's the perfect place for some, but not for others.
We don't have phones, TVs, anything. I mean, you know, it's made for those that truly want to get away. Yeah. Even cell phones right now don't work in this area.
And some just come to enjoy dining in the amazing painted lodge room at Nanamajou. A resort with grand plans from the 1920s that survives today on the banks of Lake Superior. Traveling the countryside in Grand Marais, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.
Got mice? Get a barn owl. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Consider yourself lucky if a barn owl is roosting nearby. You'll have the best rodent control in the neighborhood as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Owls have always been linked with superstition and folklore. Barn owls are probably the reason why. They only hunt at night and have heart-shaped, ghostly white faces. Their eerie, raspy calls are nothing like the familiar hoots of their cousins. Barn owls like empty buildings, hollow trees, and open areas such as fields, grasslands, and marshes. Jenna Neese is an Ag and Natural Resources Extension educator at Purdue University.
She says when a barn owl sets up housekeeping, rodents and other small varmints don't stand a chance.
They like small mammals such as mice and muskrats, rats, shrews, and voles. Occasionally they'll eat lizards, other small amphibians, and then some birds. But it's estimated that over a 10-year period, one barn owl could eat up to 11,000 mice. And 10 years is about the average lifespan for a barn owl if they're able to survive.
Barn owls have razor-sharp vision and hearing. They fly silently over open habitats, looking for their next meal, and use sound to locate their prey. The shape of their face helps to funnel sound into their unusual ears.
Their ears are actually located under their feathers on the side of their face, but unlike humans, where our ears are equal and opposite of each other, one of their ear holes are actually slightly higher on their head than the other. By having the ear holes at different heights, they're able to sense how far away a sound is, and it's allowed them to locate their prey easily, even when the prey is covered up by grass or other debris.
Barn owl numbers are declining due to habitat loss. You can help by hanging a nesting box in a barn or even high up in a large tree. Learn more about barn owls at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I'm not crazy about housework, but I do love deep cleaning my home in the spring and the fall. Opening up the windows, turning on some tunes, really having fun with it. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, you can do the same thing with your finances once or twice a year. Here's some tips to help you know how to deep clean up your money house. First,
get organized. Make sure you have all your financial documents stored in one place. Then think about and plan for some of those major life events, like college for your kids and retirement. Prepare for the unexpected so you or your loved ones, they don't have any unnecessary financial burdens. And make sure you set aside funds for giving to others. It's simple. But if you feel overwhelmed, ask a financial professional for help and ask God for the wisdom to make the best decisions. So open the windows and do some deep cleaning, and you'll be one step closer to living a more content, confident, and generous life.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
The Christmas spirit has hit Frankfurt. Make this holiday shopping less stressful by getting it done at Frankfurt's Holiday Open House. Happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, spend a day in beautiful downtown Frankfurt. An invitation from these participating businesses.
If you're looking to refresh your wardrobe this season, then Jane Elaine Boutique is the place to start. The best selection of trendy, affordable clothes. From size 0 to 24, every style is in style. Check them out online at janeelaineboutique.com to see their full selections of cute tops, jewelry, shoes, stuff for the kiddos, and new arrivals. More than just a boutique, they now do full-time custom printing. Jane Elaine Boutique in Frankfurt, because having fun while looking good is a way of life.
Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt welcomes everyone to their holiday open house Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with gifts for the entire family as well as for yourself. It is never too early to start thinking about gift baskets for the holidays. And don't forget their famous fudge. You won't be disappointed the minute you walk into the shop. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Get your holiday shopping done at Elsie Grace's in Frankfurt this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with their holiday open house.
Animal agriculture is not perfect, but a world without it would be even less so. More today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your soy checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
You can argue that livestock grazing and other animal agriculture activities are bad for the planet, and you'd be a little bit right. Or not. Mike McFarland is chief medical officer for the animal health company Zoetis.
The lay public, let's say, there's this perception that farming and livestock farming is inherently inefficient in some way, and they equate that lack of efficiency with climate harm, et cetera. And it's actually the reverse being true.
All forecasts I've heard point to continued population growth and a fair amount of concern whether the world can produce enough food to go around. You take animal agriculture out of that equation and, says McFarland, the picture's pretty grim.
How are we going to feed all of those people? And to imagine a world where we can do that without animal-sourced protein is beyond my capacity, especially when you consider the micronutrients, the nutritional density and quality overall of animal source protein collectively.
McFarland suggests the abundance of food in the U.S. is not representative of food security levels in much of the rest of the world. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. We know how dry it's been. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey covers states experiencing very short-to-short topsoil moisture condition ratings for the period ending October 30th.
Each of the states across the Great Plains reporting topsoil moisture more than 70% very short-to-short on October 30th, led by Oklahoma at 91% and 89% in Kansas. That's why we're seeing trouble with winter wheat and with cover crops struggling to emerge. At the same time, we do see some relatively dry conditions in other parts of the country. In the far west, Oregon leading this week, 69% very short-to-short. That should improve with moisture, with rain and snow in coming days. Also, drying out here through the autumn, we've seen a lot of the Midwest rather dry. Some of the states in the Midwest coming in above 60% this week, including Iowa, Missouri, and Ohio right at 60%.
Now, while the improvement was noted in the very short-to-short topsoil moisture condition rating in USDA's latest report, there's still significant dryness recorded across parts of the country. Here's Rod Bain.
A wetter week in parts of the country reveals a slight improvement in the nation's topsoil moisture condition ratings. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says 64% of the country on October 30th reported very short to short topsoil moisture conditions.
That 64% actually represents a 4 percentage point improvement from last week's record high 68% very short to short.
Even with improvements in areas like the Mid-South,
we still see some extraordinarily dry conditions out there, particularly in the Great Plains. Each of the states across the Great Plains reporting topsoil moisture more than 70% very short to short on October 30th.
And let's look at your ag news on this Friday, November the 4th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a fantastic Friday.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your gather. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in...
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The best place to store your hay bales for the winter is inside, but not everyone has that option. Here's how to have minimal losses on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Here, producers have concerns about storing large round hay bales and how to reduce spoilage. Round bales usually suffer greater losses than smaller rectangular bales because they tend to stay outside and uncovered between baling and feeding. Carla Hernandez is a forages specialist at South Dakota State University. She says some spoilage is inevitable, but keeping your hay dry is a key component to saving your investment.
One of the critical points is cover them. I mean, wrapping around it and pack them very well and firmly. So if you wrap your hay bale, you have a pretty good and decent chance. If you're not, then you have the probability of having more dry matter losses.
Plastic wrap, tarps, or canvases can all be used to protect your hay. Bale placement is also very important for airflow. Place them in rows end to end with 3 feet between rows. Don't stack the bales unless they can be covered.
You get this big rain event, there's not enough separation. That will still anaerobic condition inside that bale, so there's not going to be enough air to breathe in, and that will cause mold. And you don't want that, because when you're trying to feed your animals with that hay, it will be a piece of junk because the quality is going to go downhill.
Bales that sit directly on the ground can suffer significant spoilage. Elevate them with racks or pallets. If you're able to get a few under a roof, feed the outside bales first and then those that are inside. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for storing your hay this winter at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aker along with you on this Friday. We're still seeing a rally in the grains market. Corn for December, 682 and a quarter. That's up 2 3/4. Corn for March at 687 and 3/4. That's up 3 currently. Kansas City wheat for December, 957. That's up 15 and 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March at 954 and 3/4. That's up 16. Oats for December, 394 and 3/4. That's up 10 and a quarter. March oats at 398, that's up 9.5. November soybeans currently at 1449 3/4, that's up 23. Soybeans for January, 1462.5, that's up 25.5. Cotton for December at 8734, that's up $4.33. Cotton for March at 8.8592, and that's up $3.75. Live cattle for December, 151.70, that's down a quarter. Live cattle for February at 154.40, that's down 47.5 cents. Feeder cattle for November, 178.25 cents. That's up 2 cents right now. Feeder cattle for January, 179.77.5. That's up 35 cents. Crude oil for December at 92.20. A little bit of a rally today in crude oil. That's up $4.05. Crude oil for January, 91.10. That's up $3.92. When we take a look at gold for December, we're looking at $1,676.80 currently. That's up $45.70. Gold for February also up $45.90 at $1,690.80. Silver for December at $20.78. That's up $1.35. Silver for March at $20.88. That's up $1.30. Stock market, Dow Jones up 56, NASDAQ down 48, S&P down 1. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday.
I really like this F-150. It has everything I want, and it drives great. I think I'd like to buy it. If this is the MSRP, do I really have to pay over that?
No. At Rusty Eck Ford, we have discounts up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Wait, you're discounting your new vehicles?
Absolutely. When you buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford, you can save with discounts of up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Really? It's that easy? Are you sure?
Yes, it is. And that's why we say,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Come out and see us at 7310 East Kellogg or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. 2022 Ford F-150, stock number 22T517. MSRP $60,180. Sale price $56,293. All rebates to dealer. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offer expires at month end.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right. Remember, Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
You might go hog wild when you hear about this upcoming event. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Joel DeRushi, K-State Swine Extension Specialist, gives insight on the upcoming K-State Swine Day event and all it has to offer.
As we have in the past, we're really excited to host our KSU Swine Day and have a large number of our Kansas producers and allied industry and many former students come back from different states that they live in to be part of this event to share information and receive information that we have generated this last year in the swine area. And the program itself is on Thursday, November 17th, and we host that at the Alumni Center here on the K-State campus. And the day is really set up to provide new information, education to producers and our supporting allied industry in all aspects of swine production, particularly in the areas of nutrition, management, feed processing, and feed safety.
DeRushi explains a few examples of research reports that attendees will get to hear about.
This year, we'll have over 40 research reports in the publication that'll be provided. And really, through the nutrition side, we focus a lot on improving nursery pig growth, performance, and health, especially the first couple weeks after weaning. And what we have done is tried to look at ways that we improve their growth performance after weaning. We're also going to highlight a number of projects where we've been looking at mineral use, and we've been doing a lot of work looking at calcium and phosphorus status in pigs and trying to understand not only better feeding practices, but also help our diagnostic teams on the veterinary side understand when pigs may be deficient or when they're not. We'll also have sections on feed processing. We all recognize that feed processing is so important to obtain optimal feed efficiency, as well as in our feed safety group that's continuing to evaluate different practices to improve just general feed safety, as it's clearly been shown over the last couple of years that feed has probably been a vector for disease transmission, and so they're just looking to continue to look at ways to improve that aspect, to have improved biosecurity through the feeding of our animals on our swine farms.
DeRushi describes the registration details and where to find more information about the event.
Yeah, so the early registration is due November 10th, and you can find all information about KSU Swine Day at our website, which is ksuswine.org, and that'll take you to our Swine Extension page, has the full registration information, the full program that you'll be able to access. And again, that early registration date is November 10th, but you can certainly, we have a number of people who come the day of. The pre-registration cost is $25, on-site registration is $50.
That's K-State Swine Extension Specialist Joel DeRushi with insight on the upcoming K-State Swine Day event and all it has to offer. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
I'm in an area called trade integration at Pioneer. So what's the trade being integrated? The Enlist E3 trade for soybeans. And what's it being integrated with? Ah, that's the big news. The Enlist E3 trade is now integrated with Pioneer's own exclusive and elite genetics. They're called Pioneer Brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans. And there are no other soybeans like it on the market. Pioneer Brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans, like no other.
Contact your local Pioneer sales rep today.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
KNDY.
country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.